What's up, what's up, what's up? What's going on with everybody out there? It's your boy G once again back at you on Relationshipology. How everybody doing out there? Peace and love, peace and love, peace and love to all you folks out there listening to my voice, to your family, to your friends, to all your loved ones. Peace and love. I thank you for listening. If you are listening on wherever you listen to me or on listening to your podcast, I should say, I'm a little tongue-tied, people. Please forgive me. It's all good, though. Y'all already know, you know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling, laying back, doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? So don't hold me to, man, why he all stumbling like, man, I'm nobody's reporter. I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying? Laying in my bed, laid back with my feet kicked up high. But anyway, I got a couple of guests coming on with me today. Got Mr. Scooter Ruler here. Say what's up to the folks, Mr. Scooter Ruler.
What's up with the people?
All right. And we have Miss Loyalty.
Yes, baby. It's all about loyalty. How's everybody doing out there?
All right. So, and I'm your boy G, doing our thing today. We will be talking about, the topic of today is relations and incarceration. A lot of folks out there, I'm sure people have had experience with this topic in relationships, whether it has been from afar or personally. So this is definitely something I wanted to touch bases on and talk about a little bit, because I know a lot of people personally that have had relationships, you know, guys and girls that have had relationships from prison or, you know, have gotten fresh out and, you know, are trying to conduct relationships and whatnot. In which case, you know, a lot of things, a lot of special things, I should say, arise when that is your case, or you know, if that's what's going on in your life. So a few things that I'm going to talk about, or that we are going to talk about today, are being fresh out, how long, you know, like how long can you take, you know, behavior while you're locked up for both the man and the woman, what crimes are you okay with, getting into a relationship while in jail, knowing you have big time. So those are a few of the topics that we're going to try to cover bases on today. And forgive me, folks, if it's a lot of noise in the background. I got my window open, like I told you folks before on another episode. I'm just recording off my phone, you know. So, you know, don't hold me. Don't hold me to it. I ain't got no live recording studio or nothing like that. You know, we chilling over here. So, okay. So I'm going to start off with let's start off with something that the interesting, the crimes you're okay with. Let's start off with that. I think that should be interesting, because personally I don't think, like, women tend to mess with some of these guys that have done some real questionable things. And I personally I don't think that you should mess with somebody that have done certain things. Like, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I mean, I don't know. Y'all tell me y'all opinion. Do you think that, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'll ask you first, Mr. Scooter. Do you think that a female should mess with you no matter what your crime? Do you think your crime should matter? If you've committed a crime, or even if it's not you, for any person, do you think your crime should matter?
I'm not biased towards the criminal mentality and the acts, but child molestation, I don't agree with that.
I second that. I second that. I couldn't fuck with no chick that's fucking with a molester, a raper, any shit like that, and you know it. I'm good. No, thank you. That speaks volumes to your character. And what about you, Miss Loyalty? What you think about that?
Well, I have this thing about, you know, I don't really have a judgmental heart, but at the end of the day, the people that I choose to let in my life has to have some type of moral. So if there's no morals right behind the person that you are and the reason why you committed the crime or whatever has happened to you, you know, that's your situation and I'm not here to judge. But at the end of the day, I look for morals in a person. As far as molestation goes, it's pretty huge. That's pretty big. And
I'd say
can't find myself even taking that chance. So, and that's my opinion.
And I would back that up, because, I mean, shit, for any woman, if you're going to date a raper or molester or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Who to say he ain't going to do that to you and your babies, you know what I'm saying? Like, or even somebody in your family, you know what I'm saying? Like, you condoning that shit pretty much. If you know this dude has went to jail for that shit, not to say that people can't go to jail for crimes they have not committed, because people do all the time, especially when you're black and you're brown. But that's something pretty steep. I'm not going to lie. That's something pretty steep. I can't rock with that. Like, that's for anybody. Shit, if she went down, you know what I'm saying, for molesting somebody, you better back up too. Ain't no telling what she into, you know what I'm saying? Probably Cardi B your ass. Y'all appealing your drink, you know what I'm saying, and have your fork. Hey, look here. You better watch out. You better watch out. You better not. You know, let me stop. But, yeah, I think most people would definitely concur and agree that the crime definitely matters. If you have any type of morals whatsoever, if somebody is out there molesting people and whatnot and just killing people indiscriminately, I don't think you would want to entertain that person, because something isn't right on the inside. Moving on from that, I think that was pretty much a pretty brief topic like that. At least we all agree on it anyway in this room. Let's see. What about how long? That's interesting. How long? Let's get the guy's perspective first. How long? Let's be real. How long is too long? What you think? For somebody to wait on somebody that's going to jail. That's either going to jail or in jail. How long is too fucking long?
I speak for myself.
I can respect
it. If I'm pursuing something, I'm going after it, and that's something that I endure, I'm going to go after it. I don't care how long it takes.
But from the woman's perspective, I'm saying from the woman's perspective, how long should she wait? Yeah, how long? Or even a man. Maybe she locked up. How long should a person wait for another person if they're in jail?
I've alone that hard to let them hold on.
That's a beautiful answer. That's a beautiful answer. Mine is a little more indefinite, but I like that answer. I definitely like that answer. What about you, Miss Loyalty? What you think on that?
Me personally, because you know it really is hard. Life can get very distracted and life can be very hard. But once your heart is set somewhere and you know what your heart can take and what your heart cannot take. And most times, living a life with there's an absent person, no telling what could happen and what may happen. So you really can't answer that question, because we can always try to wait, but at the end of the day, like you said, like, it's not that easy for a person to be absent when you're going through life. Your heart, your mind, you know, it all does something to you as a person. So I mean, if you want to be loyal to that person and continue to be there for that person, but to say that you're going to wait for that person, it's not going to just be waiting, because you're going to be doing things in the process.
Right.
But you can still be loyal to a person that's locked up, but also be truthful with this person and let them know that you're only human, because we all are only human at the end of the day.
Right. I mean, me personally, I do think there's a level. I think it has a lot to do. Like, that's a good, that what Mr. Scooter Ruler said, that was a good answer. But just to nail it down a little more, for me personally, shit, I think it is on a case by case basis, but I think for a general rule of thumb, once we start getting into the double digits, that's a bit fucking long. For me personally, I wouldn't even ask a woman to wait for me for 10 years alone. That's a bit, if she decides to, she rocking. I'm fucking with her. Hey, she cool. But asking somebody to take 10 years of their life and wait, damn, that's a lot. That's a lot to ask of a human being, to wait 10 years of their life. And all relationships don't always work, even when you're there, day in and day out. So taking that into consideration, that all relationships don't even work, that's a big chunk of your life and a big risk you're taking. But that's why I like your answer. You know what I'm saying? Because as much as your heart is willing, if your heart is still open and you feel like it's a chance and it's the love of your life and you feel like you should, by all means, you know, man or woman, wait. Wait, I agree. As much time as your heart will allow. But as a general rule of thumb, if a motherfucker got double digits, you better do like they do on the football field and run. I'm fucking around, but I'm just saying, though, like, for real, like, that's a lot to ask of somebody. And realize that, whether whatever side you on, realize it's a lot to ask of somebody to wait double digits, you know. And with that, I'll transition into the next thing, next kind of like mini topic, subtopic, which is getting into a relationship, either while you're in jail knowing you have big time, or going to jail knowing you have big time. Which the difference in that is just basically, if you are a person, man or woman, knowing your ass is about to go to jail, and you got 30 years, or you in jail, and you in served 15 years, and you got 17 left. Do you really think it's right to try to get in a relationship with somebody who is not in prison? Like, seriously, like, goddamn. That's, to me, that's like, I don't know. I mean, like, I mean, you already heard my opinion on the 10, so any longer than that, it's like, my damn. I mean, we only get so long, depending on your race, depending on your economical status and all that good stuff. You're only going to live so long. The average of us only live maybe 50 to 100. So if you live 100 years, you only, I'm grown if I'm in a relationship, presumably. So let's say I'm 20, whatever, to make it easy on the math on me. Let's say I'm 20 years old. You want me to wait until I'm 40 for you? From 20 to 25, from 25 to 30, from 30 to 35, from 35 to 40. Think about all the shit right now that has happened in the last 2 or 3 years in your life. Just the last 2 or 3 years that have happened in your life on a day in and day out on a daily basis. Now multiply that by 5. That's a lot of shit that goes on in life that you're missing out on and that you're stopping from because you're trying not to do this or trying not to do that or trying to make this person comfortable because they're in a highly uncomfortable position. Most people are in jail are insecure as hell because you can't really, you don't know what the person's doing. You got to trust them, right? So it's like you want to do that to yourself and to that person that you so-called love for 15 plus years or so? I think that it speaks volumes to how much that person in jail does or does not care about that person that's not in jail. If they truly expect this person to put their life on hold for 10, 20 or plus years. What do you guys think, Ms. Loyalty?
From experience and just pretty much being around a lot of people that, you know, is incarcerated or have been incarcerated. I know a lot of people that has given 10, 20 years due to the fact that they had a lot of in common. They built together. But also, honesty is big. It's huge. And I think we all know as humans that, you know, we're only human and we're going to have that need for companionship for, you know, but like everybody's not on the same level or on the same page. So you really don't know what that person that's locked up and that person that's not locked up have in common. Maybe they're building things together. Maybe they, you know, they can understand one another. But at the end of the day, if someone does fall in love with another person while, you know, their significant other is locked up, I mean, all the person can do that's locked up is understand. And that's why honesty is very big. And if that person means something to them, you know, the loyalty is supposed to stand strong due to the fact that whatever they had going on, because you never know, you know, that loyalty is going to come and that person that's locked up may not have the want or need for nothing or feel like they need to drag this person along. Because most people that's incarcerated, most times they just need that secureness that, you feel me, somebody has their back.
Right.
They be needing that to know that somebody cares. I mean, it's very important that
as long as they, and that's cool as long as they not being a burden on the other person.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
I think that's that we find a lot honesty. Of times people be a burden on the person
exactly.
That's not in.
And when they're not like that, you know, that it makes a relationship really strong, because I have a situation where a friend of mine, you know, he knows for a fact that I'm not going to sit around and wait. But at the end of the day, our intellectual minds together clicks very well.
Right.
And it's a very, very powerful thing. But do he believe in his heart that I'm going to wait for him? He probably does, but he knows me as a person, and he knows what I, you know, how I am and what I will do and what I won't do. So he doesn't pressure it. He doesn't push it. The only thing he does is try to encourage me most times. So it all depends, you know. Before a person to, you know, think in their mind and their heart, oh yeah, you know, wait for me, that is very selfish, because life is valuable, and you know, we can only take so much, just, you know, because we are made to be in relation. Like, relationships is everything, and physical, mentally, all that is big. So if it happens, you know, it's just something that has to be understood, and that comes along with being honest and with yourself and the other person, and also the person that's incarcerated. And some people that's incarcerated, they don't really get the concept that, you know, life out here is so different.
Right.
It's a whole different ball game from the inside to the outside. You know, it's more to it. You have to go through way more things being on Earth, on a planet where real shit is going on.
Exactly.
So, hopefully, you know, the understanding of one's mind helps them justify, you know, as far as when it comes to trying to start a relationship. I mean, you can always be there for them mentally, you know, build them up, encourage them, but to expect, that's a whole nother ball game.
Right, right. All right. Mr. Scooter Rula, what do you think?
To answer your question on that topic, I say yes. I speak for all the convicts, men and women behind the walls. Try to hold on to what you got, you know what I mean? Don't be controlling, respect what's going on. Life goes on, you know what I'm saying? And you behind the walls. And we all want that intimacy, you know what I'm saying? Being around men or women all day, you know what
right.
I mean? You want to talk to somebody on the phone. You need packages and things of that nature. So I say, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Pursue it, you know, just don't be controlling and respect what's going on, and you'll get your shot at the title again.
I respect that so much, because as a man, I just say, and one thing I wrote down here was, who has more responsibility? And that's just meaning the person in jail or the person out of jail. And me personally, I believe the person in jail has more responsibility than the person out of jail. And the reason that is, I believe you have more responsibility to be the bigger person, to be more mature, and to realize that inherently that other person that's out of jail is already being, you damn near can't even be the bigger person, because they're, you in jail, you locked up, you in a position where you won't hit somebody, anybody. You know what I'm saying? And you know damn near a lot of guys, not all guys, but you know, all people, but most dudes, most people, be just, they just want somebody. You know what I'm saying? And for the simple fact that if this person is steadily giving you calls, letters, whatever the case may be, packages, whatever, you know what I'm saying, then you need to be grateful for that. In which case, when you in jail, you need to respect that woman, like you said, that she's still going to live life. Life still goes on, you know what I'm saying? If it's certain things and certain ways that you cannot provide for her when she down, you know what I'm saying? You must, as a man, respect if somebody else is there doing it. Because it's certain things that a man is supposed to do for his woman. And if you still expect that to be your woman, but you did something to remove yourself from the situation to where you can't provide protection or can't provide money or whatever help or assistance that your woman needs, then it's up to you to be a man and be mature enough and big enough to respect that your woman still holding you down, but at the same time still living life and doing what she got to do to survive for herself. You dig what I'm saying? I personally don't respect the dudes, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been down, you know what I'm saying? I've seen dudes wild out on chicks like, bro, what's going on? But like, she doing something crazy? Like, nah, that's just how I talk to her, bro. Like, I just gotta be on her. Like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? You've been on the other side. You know how some cats be. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's because of immaturity. You don't know. You think you're doing what you're supposed to, but you really, you know what I'm saying, fucking up. It's really what it is.
Right back.
Yeah, stupid shit. And you wasting money. You know what I'm saying? And like, a lot of it, too. Shit. You know what I'm saying? But
I just want to say this.
Go ahead.
For the men and the women both. The women on the outside is supporting their dudes or whatever. If he was out and he supported you, you feel me? I feel like you're entitled, you know what I'm saying? like Miss Loyalty here, you know what I'm saying? To be loyal and look out, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta be faithfully or whatever you got going on with the next man, but look out for him, because that is a struggle, you know what I'm saying? And it can mess a man up or a woman head up mentally, being behind the walls, you know? Some people don't come home and be strong, can't make it, you know what I'm saying? When they lose a loved one.
No, definitely.
Been supporting behind the walls.
No, definitely. And I just want to say, on a side note, don't think that I'm saying, if you messing with somebody or whatever, y'all been rocking for 10, 20 years, however long. Man. Y'all been rocking for 10, 20 years, however long. And, you know, then all of a sudden something happens and then they go down. Just 100% jump ship and abandon them. That's for sure not what G's saying. So don't nobody, you know what I'm saying, go, you know what I'm saying, tell the streets G talking about, you know what I'm saying, telling everybody loyal chick to go, you know what I'm saying, abandon them. Don't do it. Don't you do it. You know what I'm saying? Because that ain't what I'm saying, not at all. You know what I'm saying? What I'm, listen to me. What I'm telling you is, if somebody has an immense amount of time and it's a beginning thing, you don't even know this person or something, y'all trying to meet or something, or you just met somebody knowing you fighting a case, a crazy case with all this time or whatever, and you not divulging that you just may have to do 35 years and 35 and a quarter years, you know, you got to tell somebody that. You know, like, I'm falling in love with you. I didn't know you was about to go do 35 and a quarter years, sir. I didn't agree to that. But now I'm in love with you, so now I'm damn near entitled to I feel entitled to at least take some of this journey with you. But yeah, on another hand, if you, you know what I'm saying, rocking with somebody and they go out and do something completely stupid and get themselves caught up, especially if you told them not to do it. Well, I'm just going to sip my tea on that one. I'm just going to sip my tea on that one. We all know what to do on that one. Listen to yourself. Listen to that inner voice. Be for real with yourself. I'm not even going to speak on that one. If somebody wants to be an idiot with their own life, that's fine. But they have no right to be an idiot and make choices for your life. Period. But I definitely agree, though, with you, bro, though. You know what I'm saying? Definitely I would, you know, because people need, like I said, people need that human connection. People need somebody to hold them down. People need things. You know what I'm saying? Like, for anybody who ain't never been to jail, male or female, I have. This is G. I'm telling you, this your host. I'm here to tell you, I've been to jail. And jail ain't nothing nice. Jail ain't nothing pretty. And everything from the lights to the paint on the walls to the material they use to make the seats is constructed to tear the human soul down and destroy you from the inside out. I guarantee you this. I promise you this. This is what I'm telling you. This is what I know. This is not something that I imagine. This is what I know. And I've even talked to officers and deputies that even tell me that the specific paint that they use is specific to do something and affect you in a certain type of way. Affects your, the lights that they use. They even leave the lights on 24/7. Anybody who knows anything about lights and fluorescent lights and how bad lights are for you and how everything in life thrives and thrashes in the dark, you need some dark time to grow. Period. You sleep, you rest. Trees, plants, everything needs dark rest to grow. There's never, ever, 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 ever any type of remote darkness in jail. You get no type of peace, no calmness, no peace of mind, nothing. It's a savage's paradise. Believe me, you. And I say this for a relationship. If you got a guy that glorifies jail and love jail, and every time you turn around, he talking about jail, you know what I'm saying? And like, man, his niggas in jail and this and that, and that's the only thing he care about? That's his life? He's out of jail, and it's still like he in jail because that's all he talk about is jail? If you can't get him to change his conversation, baby, move on. Move on. And so that go for vice versa, too. You know what I'm saying? y'all got some hard jail-ridden females that just can't get over it and move on and live free? Baby, you better move on. I'm trying to tell y'all. Seriously. But getting back, bringing it back around, you know, I personally, when it comes to jail relationships, I really feel like the person in jail has a large responsibility to be understanding and appreciative of the things that's being done for them. You know what I'm saying? Why they in jail. But also understand, I think the person that's out of jail need to understand as well that they're, if you are receiving that respect from the person, don't over push your bounds. Don't go out there, be wilding and doing hella extra shit. Like, of course, you got to live. You got to do yourself. But living and doing you don't mean doing everybody. You know what I'm saying? Don't mean being everywhere, hanging all out and this and that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not living. That's not, you know, like, don't be too far out your bounds doing shit that you wouldn't be doing, you know what I'm saying, if your partner was out. Like, don't be disrespectful. Don't do shit that's going to end up right back up on their doorstep. One thing that I personally used to always say is to one of my children's mother is, do what you want, just don't let me hear about it. You know what I'm saying? Don't be messy. Don't let your business be running all out in the streets like a river. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't need to feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, everybody don't need to feel it. That's cool. That's fine. That's dandy. I understand you was living life. You have friends, whatever. Fine. But don't have nobody rocking up on me like, yo, what's up, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't have nobody knocking on the door once I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I come home, like, don't have nobody knocking on the door. Like, that's over. Like, I understand. Whatever, right? That's here. That's whatever. And if anybody who in jail or been in jail or whatever, and like, male, no, she better, man, if you undid, this be real, depending on your age, let's talk about that. Depending on your age and if you know that person, when it comes to sex, let's be for real. You can't expect the person not to have no sex if you know that person like to have sex and you got shit. Let's say, I'm going to say longer than 6 months. What y'all think? Miss Loyalty, what you think? You chuckling, what you think? That, I mean, me personally, 6 months, that's some, after 6 months, if I'm locked up, babe, find a little nigga to get your bump and grind on with. You know what I'm saying? Just let the nigga know what it is. He got to go once I come home. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if you securing your shit anyway, you should know, like bruh said, you know what I'm saying? You going to come back and get your place? Like, please, what, you scared the little nigga going to take your place? You know what I'm saying? You putting in work? Man, stop it. You in jail, bruh. You know what I'm saying? You getting it in. Man, you feel me? Hit them burpees, bruh. Stop it, bruh. Get out and beat it up. Fuck you mean. But go ahead, Miss Loyalty.
Whoa. Okay. Coming from my perspective as a woman, it's not always okay to just be, you feel me, giving it up like that. You feel me? I understand.
Not at all. But after 6 months, I mean, sheesh.
And after 6 months, that's a little bit too
much. It got to be dripping down your leg after 6 months.
And there's other ways around that as a woman. From a woman's perspective and a woman's
playing with it got to get old.
Listen.
It makes me better play with it the whole time. I don't get no fucks.
You also have to think about what you're doing to that other person. Because some people can't handle it. Some people can't handle, oh, you over here giving me sex and you doing, and that right there alone have a whole motherfucker mind fucked up. So it has to be very understanding that this is all it is. There's no more to it. This is what we're doing because my dude is locked up and I need some little help in the middle, you know. But at the end of the day, everybody mental ain't, they can't handle the middle. They get the juices and they go crazy. So you have to be very, very conscious of how you slanging that thing, period. And even if it's just that person, like, you know, it's, you have to be conscious. So 6 months or whatever the case may be, you need some time to think about all that. You don't want to just be doing that to yourself or that other person. Because, like I say, you know, people can't handle just fucking me. It gets deeper within their mind, their heart. So you have to be very conscious. So that's something that, you know, you have to take that chance on.
And I will say, when it comes to dudes, I mean, we know, you know what I'm saying, bruh, it's a lot of niggas out here that do shit just to do it. And niggas be like, man, I don't fuck about that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm fuck off his mind. I'm gonna fuck off her mind. Or I'm just gonna, you know, it's gonna be my little chick. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to take your thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, we know cats who do that. So that is, there are those cats who, you know, those cats come into play and it be like, you know, that's when it get a little iffy. You know what I mean? Like, man, I mean, because certain cats, if she mess with the wrong cat, it can, you come home and he don't want to go about his way. You know what I mean? So what's your opinion on that? What you think? 6 months? You know, I mean, you think she still should be rocking?
Man, it's her body, her mind, and her soul. You know, if she want to tamper with it, you know what I'm saying, and fall off track, that's on her. I ain't got no control over that if I'm in the system. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got to do this time. You know what I'm saying? I got to stay strong and get myself together so when I come home, I can put myself in a better position, whether she around or not.
Right.
But I don't recommend, you know what I'm saying? I recommend that she hold on, you know what I'm saying? And stay solid, and you know what I'm saying?
5 years?
That'd mean a lot to me.
5 years?
I mean, I've been in prison and did 4 years, and the woman stayed there for me. I don't know what she was doing, like you said.
Right.
Don't let me know about
Exactly. So you're a brother like me.
Right.
Don't let me know. If you gotta do your thing, do your thing. Live life. Just don't let me know.
But then, being my nature as a man, I was fresh out, you know. I wanted to go off and did my thing anyway, you know what I mean?
Right.
And didn't stay focused on the reality of she was supporting me and holding me down. Regardless if I heard anything from another thing or one of my partners, or you know how that go. You know what I'm saying? I took heed to everything, but somewhere in my heart, I went astray, you know what I'm saying? I messed that off. So for the people that, you know what I'm saying, that's behind the walls and your girl, you think she cheating, you know what I'm saying? That might not be it. And then again, it might. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's something you ain't got no control over, you know what I mean? You would never be able to tell, because anybody could say she was doing this and doing that and what.
But you know what?
For the man.
I think it go back to my first episode, working on self. Because if you in there doing what you're supposed to be doing, working on yourself, seeing what you did wrong, seeing where you went wrong, how you got yourself in the predicament that you did, how you ended up in jail in the first place, you know what I'm saying? If you working on that, thinking on that, then you ain't got too much time and space to really worry about what she doing. When you talking to her, maybe, yeah. But when you're not, you should be working on yourself, like reading books, working out, you know what I'm saying? Getting some rest, you know what I'm saying? Eating as much as you can, not as best as you can, you know what I'm saying? Really too much healthy you can eat, but you know what I'm saying? Eating as much as you can if you're going to bulk up. If not, you know what I'm saying? Eating as wisely as you can so you can stay thin, you know what I'm saying? Whatever your plan is, but to have a plan as a man, you know what I'm saying? If we're talking about from the perspective of a man, you know, this is how I think. This is when I did some time, this is what I was, this is where my head was. You know what I'm saying? I had a few on the outside, but I was mainly so focused on my court case, my getting myself better, doing what? Where did I go wrong? How did I end up here? You know what I mean? Now, if you're a cat that always end up in jail, you know what I'm saying? Then you need to think, where the fuck do I keep fucking up at? You know what I'm saying? Am I committing the same crimes? If I'm doing different crimes, you know what I'm saying? What's the doing? Maybe I need to stop committing crime. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm just not the criminal. Maybe crime's not for me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's a rough transition. And I speak for myself, you know what I mean? Because I've been in and out of the prison system all my life, from the juvenile hall to the California Youth Authorities. And I just got out of prison 30, 45 days ago, you know
right.
what I mean? And I'm still trying to break that cycle, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's a revolving door. You know, my uncles and fathers and grandparents and so on, all the way down the line.
Of course.
And I understand that part, you know what I'm saying? I know you shouldn't make the same mistake twice, you know what I mean? You should learn from it.
Of course.
But, you know, shit happens, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you're in a position where you got to get down.
Right.
You ain't got no choice, you know what I mean? And
absolutely.
That 9-to-5 ain't making nothing happen. And, you know, things like that. I'm not encouraging it.
No, of course, of course not. Speaking the truth to power.
I'm on another page now, you know what I'm saying? And some people take longer than others, you know what I mean?
And nothing wrong with it.
It took me a long time, and I'm not all the way, you know what I'm saying, and out of the, you know what I'm saying, going back to prison. So I'm not saying I'm finna do that and
right,
go back,
right.
But I know it's a possibility,
right?
You know what I'm saying, that it can happen to me again. But, you know, I'm focused right now, you know what I'm saying? I got tunnel vision, and it's something I'm trying to accomplish. You know, I get off parole in 30 days next month. So, you know, some doors finna open up. I'm finna jump on a few Greyhounds and bust my moves and live my life. You know?
Right, for sure. For sure. And ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a beautiful thing, I would say. I would just say that with trying to get yourself together, like I was telling you before earlier when we wasn't on here, you gotta make sure that because you know, in the stages of fixing yourself and getting yourself together, that if you do entertain a woman, y'all are on the same page and y'all both trying to grow and do better, and that she understands where you are, and that y'all both fully 100% transparent with each other. Because being 100% transparent with each other and communicating will allow you to not ever be in a position to not know what's going on with the other person. Because as long as you know, 9 times out of 10, as long as somebody knows what's going on with you, they can deal with it. They can cope. They can try to help you. Now, especially when it comes to women, a lot of times they just want to know, especially when they care about you, they just want to know what's going on. They just want to know what's going on. If you keep it a buck and let them know what's going on, so they're not worried. Because if a person don't know what's going on, then they mind wander. That's anybody. And that's most women's problem, is that they don't know what's going on, and so they think the worst.
The wrong thing.
Exactly. And you like, well, why are you thinking that? It's because you're not telling me nothing. It's like, well, I just want you to be cool and chill and relax. I got it. And you may have it, but that's not the point. The point is that
she don't know that.
Exactly. She needs a level of security. That's one thing about women. Women need security. They need to be secure. And as a man, that's your job, to make her feel secure. You know, if you are the type of character that when you leave the house, she don't know if you're going to make it back, then, yeah, she's going to be on your line on some things. Blowing up your phone or texting your phone a lot or whatever the case may be.
Making it more complicated for yourself by not telling her what's going on.
Exactly.
She can't trust that you're going to make it home. And she nagging and pushing you away more, so you really don't come home.
Exactly. They say the base emotion is they say there are several base emotions, but most are shown as anger. The reason that is because most people are comfortable with anger. Most people aren't comfortable with showing their soft side or being vulnerable or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? So since it's like that, you know, since people don't normally, like, this is not for everybody, you know, it's case by case basis, but on average, most people are more comfortable with showing anger than they are with showing other emotions. And because that's the easiest thing to show, we have to understand that if we don't give as much information as possible in relationships, when a person is feeling whatever emotion they're feeling, like 6 or 7 times out of 10, it's probably going to come out as anger, even if they're not upset, because that's the emotion that people are comfortable displaying. You get your feelings hurt, you know what I'm saying, because she did something funny or whatever. You yell at her. That's a display of anger, not sadness, even though you really got your feelings hurt. The easiest emotion that we display, especially in the black community, that's what we grew up with. Parents, everybody in the hood, whatever, everybody mad, yelling at each other, whatever, that's what we do. We yell. You know what I'm saying? We get mad, whatever. But really, our feelings hurt. Are we embarrassed? You know what I'm saying? It's other base emotions, but we're showing the one that we most comfortable with. And because of that, we have to divulge as much information so that each person in the relationship knows what's going on. Each person in the relationship is comfortable enough to show their true emotions and not mask it with anger. And in order for, I personally believe it's the man's responsibility to.
I think
I'm
getting contact, bro. Excuse me.
Oh. My bad. Nah, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't. You go up that window some more if you need to, though. You should be all right. No. I'm just saying, though, that folks should definitely be open in a relationship. But basically the point that I was making was that because people are comfortable showing anger, you have to be as open in the relationship as possible so that both people are comfortable displaying all emotions. And if one person is not, as the man, if you're that person, then it's up to you to work on that before you get into a relationship. Because if you can't communicate, you can't do nothing. Period. If you can't communicate, you can't do anything. Communication rules the nation. You know what I'm saying? That's the number one thing. So, but I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. I'm going to bring this one to an end. I want to go ahead and thank my guests. Miss Loyalty had to step out. I want to thank Mr. Scooter Ruler.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, kind sir. So I want to thank all my people out there for listening. If you listened up to this point, I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. Send peace, love, and blessings to all your family and loved ones, your children, everybody out there that you care about. Thank you, thank you, thank you once again. Wherever you listen to me on podcast, go ahead and send it out, blast it out to all your friends, your family, anybody who you know might be in jail, whatever. Anybody who you know might need to hear this. Anybody who want to jump in on this conversation. Anybody who want to chime in on the conversation. Go ahead and jump in. You know, I always invite everybody to come and comment and whatnot so we can make this thing interactive and whatnot. You know, you guys, if you jump in on the Anchor app, you can also leave me a message. And I also have the option, if you would like me to put your recording on to an episode, and we can have a discussion that way if you like to. So yeah, feel free to join me on the Anchor app, guys, or wherever you listen to me on podcasts. I truly appreciate you. Peace, love, and blessings. One.